Our gospel lesson this morning can be found in your pew Bibles on page 862. I will be reading from John 1, 1 through 19. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through Him, and without Him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in Him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He comes after me, ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known. This is the testimony given by John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, 'Who are you?' The word of God for the people of God."
Thanks be to God.
You have just heard one of the greatest pieces of literature in the world. I'm not talking about just a great piece of scripture. This is recognized as one of the greatest pieces of literature, the prologue to the Gospel of John, in the world. And it speaks for itself. It summarizes beautifully on this Covenant Sunday the message, the good news of Christ Jesus. I'm not going to talk long because I think the service is the sermon today. But I want to remind you that we are in covenant, that we stand with countless generations of people who have renewed their covenant to our God since God gave his word to his people on Mount Sinai. We're standing with the saints today, brothers and sisters. And you just do not know what it has done to my heart to hear your energy and enthusiasm as I have heard it standing before you today. It's renewed and lifted me up. And I hope you felt that energy out there in the pews. That's what our faith is all about. We have all kinds of covenants. We have a covenant in marriage. We have an unwritten covenant when we raise our children. We have all kinds of covenants and agreements, sometimes we'd rather not think about. You know, every time I get those credit card bills, that's a covenant. You know, if you go spend it and you put it on the credit card, you're making a covenant with the company that you're going to be faithful. A book I read years ago called Servant Leadership, one of the greatest books I've ever read by Robert Greenleaf. Good Presbyterian minister at First Presbyterian Church downtown back in about 1977 put me onto that book. and I've read it several times since. Robert Greenleaf believed that every organization, in America, and I think you could really extend that to the world, but he was talking about America, had a covenant with the people, the public. The very fact that corporations have directors, trustees, is their covenant to serve the public good. And in recent years, we have seen time and again our leaders have not lived up to the covenant. Not simply because they're fallible human beings who make mistakes, but people who intentionally broke the covenant for personal gain and power. Are we faithful to the covenant we've made with our God? That's why it was necessary for God's people to periodically come and renew the covenant. That's why when John Wesley attended a covenant renewal service that dated back a couple hundred years before his time, he decided the people called Methodists need this. And lo and behold, as we saw in Scripture today, in Kings, where the people were renewing their covenant. That is our lesson today. That is the good news we hear about in the Gospel of John. It's about our covenant with our loving and gracious God. Let us now continue with the proclamation of that covenant as you turn in your bulletins. Brothers and sisters in Christ, commit yourselves to Christ as his servants. Give yourselves to him that you may belong to him. Christ has many services to be done. Some are more easy and honorable, others are more difficult and disgraceful. Some are suitable to our inclinations and interests. Others are contrary to both. In some, we may please Christ and please ourselves. But then there are other works where we cannot please Christ except by denying ourselves. It is necessary, therefore, that we consider what it means to be a servant of Christ. Let us, therefore, go to Christ and pray.